you're driving on the street. Asphalt is the dominant road material, and it's mostly made with oil, rocks, and heat. Let's break it down. It all starts at an oil refinery. Crude oil gets heated in a distillation tower where it separates into its components by weight, such as propane, diesel, gasoline, and kerosene. Bitumen is the heaviest, so it settles at the bottom. It's the sticky black residue that binds asphalt together. Crushed stone, gravel, and manufactured sand, these are the aggregates that get added in next. The mix gets heated in a rotary dryer to remove all moisture. Then it's sorted by structure from coarser to finer, so it gets evenly mixed and coated with the bitumen binder. Next it goes into insulated silos where it's kept hot until the trucks pull up and load, then head to the site. The mix is spread onto the surface in an even layer. Then come the rollers. The first ones vibrate and compact the top. Pass by pass, they smooth the pavement while it's still hot. So why is asphalt used for roads everywhere? Because it flexes under load and is easy to repair. You can lay it down quick and drive on it. Most asphalt, no landfill required. As the industry innovates beyond petroleum, plastic waste is being trialed as an additive, and bio-based binders are a promising alternative. The road of the future may not need oil at all. Roads started as dirt, then stone, then something new was found. When we started mining crude oil from deep underground, every road you drive on today is strong enough to last decades. Flexible,